Nikita Bulla is welcoming the newest addition to her family. She has no regrets about having a second child. She'd always known that one would never have been enough.
I've had a boy yesterday morning, so I feel great about it. Always wanted to have one of each. I have an elder child, she's a girl. So I wanted to have another boy. I mean, I wanted her to have a sibling. Doesn't matter, but now I have one of each, so nothing better than that.
It's babies like Nikita's that will soon propel India to become the world's most populous nation, projected to overtake China sometime this year. And while China's population is getting older, India has one of the youngest in the world.
That is good for our economy. We'll have a young workforce, and that is something which is very, very advantageous to us. But the downside is that, you know, there is going to be the high population puts a constraint on our food, on our health, on education.
Indian policymakers are hoping that a young population will propel the economy forward, just as it did for China in recent decades. But millions of young Indians entering the workforce each year will need millions of jobs, has left many apprehensive about the future.
The government should do something to stop the population growth. They should bring out some rules and regulations that help control our country's population. When the country's population is under control, only then can we develop further.
It's not good that the population will be like this in India. The government should do something about it. There is inflation and the population is booming, so the government should provide solutions.
The next generation of Indians may help drag millions out of poverty like China before it. But it'll be up to the current generation to start creating policies that mitigate the problems of an aging population in the future. Fintan Monaghan, Al Jazeera.